it means that the birth of life and the birth of mind and intelligence were essentially programmed into the universal plan from the very first moments of the Big Bang, from the get-go. And it means that life was essentially destined from that first moment to eventually dominate the universe, to infuse it with massive intelligence, and to ultimately serve as the instrument of cosmic reproduction.
You include in the subtitle of the book, Intelligent Universe, Artificial Intelligence, Extraterrestrial, AI and ET, and the Emerging Mind of the Cosmos. What is the AI and the ET got to do with it?
Well, in my point of view, the emergence of true artificial intelligence will be the next stage of evolution. It'll be the means by which life will acquire the ability to transcend the limits that biology have placed on human intelligence. And the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence is a predictable outcome if you conclude, as I have, that the laws of nature are incredibly fine-tuned to be life-friendly. After all, why should the miracle of life and the appearance of intelligence have happened only once on this ordinary planet orbiting our ordinary star in the outskirts of a very ordinary galaxy? I think that's just extremely improbable.
I agree. And not only is it life-friendly, but the primordial soup is the same all over the universe.
The primordial soup is exactly the same. The laws of nature are exactly the same. The elements are the same, and the interaction of those is likely to have yielded the same outcome or a very similar outcome.
You know, Steve, as we moved forward today with all these different thoughts and theories from Duane and here with James now as well, did you change any of your perspective after you interviewed all these guests for your work? Did you change at all?
Well, I certainly did, because it was a transformative process for myself in writing the book. And, you know, I learned so much in these conversations, so much I didn't know about the universe and the intelligence and the consciousness behind it. And, you know, at the end, reflecting back, it's strange that I feel like I know less now about what the universe actually is than when I started. In other words, I had a certain, you know, cocksurety when I came into this, but now I'm not quite so sure.
Well, I guess it was easy to explain in the old days, you know, when we talked about a Big Bang theory and all this, but when you really have to get down to it and try to really put everything together, how did it start? Why did it start? That's when you really get puzzled.
Absolutely. And to have something as, you know, wonderfully mysterious as life show up really stirs the mix in a new way. In other words, it's not just mechanical and predictive as it was in Newton's time, but this whole dynamic of life and intelligence really adds something to the mix, which just couldn't have been foreseen earlier.
James Gardner, how intelligent is the universe?
Well, it's getting more intelligent by the hour, I would say. On Earth, at least, human intelligence is the leading edge of the progress of mind. But I firmly believe that we're not the last word in terms of the ascendance of intelligence. I think we're on the verge of that moment when post-biological intelligence, artificial intelligence, will essentially transcend our capabilities.